We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you see Joe Biden talking about his priorities for the first 100 days of his new administration, with the assumption that he's the one that's going to be inaugurated on January 20th? He says, I made a commitment in the first 100 days. I will send an immigration bill to the United States Senate with a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people in America. Well, that confirms for me why I didn't vote for you right there. I mean, I hope the people who like that are pleased, because I don't think that that's sound policy. I think it's an incentive for another 11 million people to come to America, who we then have to pay for, you know, not just retirement, but probably have to pay a lot for on a day-to-day basis. I think it's a really bad idea. Dave Ray is the communications director for the Federation of Americans for Immigration Reform. What was your reaction to this, Dave?
Hey, John, we've been stunned, honestly, about President Biden's vision, would-be President Biden's vision of remaking America through immigration. I mean, it's pretty telling. There was an exit poll conducted by Zogby Analytics the day of the election that found a supermajority of Americans, about 83%, continue restricting access coming into the country by immigrants and border crossers during the COVID crisis. And while we still have mass unemployment in this country, 63% want limited guest workers. President Biden has no mandate on immigration. What he does have a mandate on is protecting jobs for Americans and protecting the safety and health of the American public. This amnesty that he's talking about, if he says 11 million, FAIR estimates there's about 14.3 million illegal aliens in the country. That's a lot of people. That is, these are people who the only thing they have in common is that they have violated America's immigration laws by coming here in the first place without inspection, and have jumped ahead of line of everyone else who's waiting to come in. But one thing about this amnesty that people don't talk about is when you would allow these 14 million people, put them on a pathway to citizenship, once they do get their citizenship papers, we're talking downstream, you know, the next 5 to 15 years, we an estimated 52 million of their relatives are then able to petition to come in because of the way our immigration system is set up through family chain migration. So it would be the family members of people who lied, cheated, and snuck their way to get into the United States who would then be grabbing up all the green cards to come in over the next several generations. It's not the type of precedent that we want to set up, particularly when we see our neighbors to the north, like Canada and Australia, other major immigrant-receiving nations are pivoting to a more merit-based immigration system, whereby people come in based on having some skills, perhaps some English, technical degrees or what have you. It's a much better way to pick immigrants because they're much more likely to succeed.
And be off the public dole, not a drain, but a contributor.
Yeah. I mean, under the current system, John, 25% of our legal immigrants, these are people who are coming here legally. We're not talking about illegal immigrants. 25% of them don't even have a high school education. Mm-hmm. Now, can you imagine coming here without a high school education? I mean, there's no wonder that over 60% of immigrant households in this country are on some form of public assistance. We're not picking the right people. We're not using the right criteria. You know, it's not that immigrants have changed, that they're somehow different than previous waves. America has changed. We don't have the low-skilled jobs that we had at one time that would accommodate large numbers of people coming in who had very limited English skills or technical skills or what have you. Those jobs are all gone. So when they come into a modern America, they are coming into an economy that they're ill-prepared to compete in.
And that's an important distinction. You know, I've still got the printout of my great-grandfather arriving in the United States from Ireland. And so people are very critical, like, how can you, as a third-generation American, knowing that your great-grandfather came from Ireland, have this attitude about immigration? It's because I've got the piece of paper that says what his skill was and who his sponsor was, you know, when he arrived, and I imagine it. There's a, you know, backstory there of the other Irish people looking after him to try to make sure he didn't go on the public dole because they wouldn't allow it. Kind of discipline, I think, is important for us today, too, unless we just want to collapse into second or third world status. And I'd prefer not to have that happen.
Well, you know, we have a similar story in my family, although it's internal migration. My family is from the high mountains of far southwestern Virginia down on the North Carolina border. And in the 30s, many of them migrated to Northeast Ohio for the rubber shop jobs. Now, my grandfather had a seventh grade education, was barely literate, but he had a great work ethic, and he was able to find a job where, you know, if you're willing to sweat and work hard, you can make a good living for your family. You know, all those jobs are gone now. If you go to Northeast Ohio and you don't have a high school or a college degree, you are going to be, you know, working in a fast food restaurant. And so, you know, like I said, it's not that the immigrants per se have changed, because they haven't. What has changed is America. Yeah. And that's why we need to change the way we select immigrants. But this amnesty is if you want to see the border explode. Now, remember, the reason why we haven't heard about the border for the last year is because it has been on lockdown. President Trump did what he said he was going to do. He basically tamped down illegal immigration to levels we haven't seen in generations. And if you start talking amnesty, those numbers are going to go through the roof, because it incentivizes more illegal immigration. Everybody wants in on the deal.
Yeah, it's a big mistake. I'm glad Joe Biden's talking about it. I kind of wish President Trump had brought it up a little more prominently during the campaign, because I thought it was a winner for him in 2016. It's controversial, but still the average person understands the job market, because inevitably people have looked for work, so they get it. It just has the potential for some ugly overtones, and at least now Joe Biden's telling everybody, I got to believe this isn't going to be off to a good start for him if he is the one.
Well, I mean, if he would happen to win both Senate seats in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
And they would make some changes in the Senate in terms of the rules, there would be nothing to stop him.
Yeah, those Georgia seats are really important.
Did I say North Carolina?
You did. That's okay. They're going to try to jam everything through in these 2 years. Yeah, they will in these first 2 years what Paul Ryan and the Republicans prevented Donald Trump from doing in his first 2 years when he ran everything. I mean, we were too embarrassed. Yeah. Oh my God, this guy's a barbarian. We can't allow him to actually have success. And in fact, Republicans stymied the things they'd been talking about for the last 20 years. Is really
Donald Trump, he ruffled a lot of the inside the beltway Republican feathers, just like he did with the Democrats. But he has now remade the face of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And his immigration policies, as you can see by the Zogby exit poll, are 100% right down the middle in the mainstream of American politics. And an amnesty isn't part of what people want to see.
Yeah. Hey, Dave Ray with the Federation of Americans for Immigration Reform. I appreciate the chance to talk to you. And I had this sinking feeling we'll be talking a lot over the next few months.
So,
thanks, Dave.
I look forward to it, my friend. You have
okay.
a great day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.